Good morning. Welcome to A Taste of Torah. Today, a story for Shabbos. Today's story is about Charlie. Charlie lives in Chicago, and for a number of years, he's attending Torah classes at a, we'll keep it vague, local Jewish institute in the Chicago area. And he loved the intellectual stimulation of the learning, but he never really took things further than that. And one day he was chatting with the rabbi when the subject of commitment came up. And Charlie said to the rabbi, you know, I've decided I finally want to do one mitzvah seriously, but something that requires a real commitment. And then he blurts out, as of tomorrow, I'm going to start keeping kosher inside the house, outside the house. If I'm doing it, I'm doing it all the way. The rabbi is astounded, absolutely astounded to hear this. He gives him a blessing. It should be successful and should bring him a lot of brachas in his life. And the rabbi says, do you mind if I ask why, once you're doing this, do you say tomorrow, why not today? Rabbi, don't push it. Tomorrow, okay? Now, why did Charlie indeed not want to do it until the next day? Well, it goes something like this. Before going cold turkey, he wanted to eat one more super dog. And for those who do not know, and I was amongst them until I heard this story, I do not know Chicago, but Superdog is a wildly popular restaurant in Chicago that sells, you guessed it, hot dogs, shakes, fries, that are not kosher. But the Superdog itself was the highlight of the menu. So later that day, Charlie walks into his favorite eatery, sits down with that final Superdog slathered in mustard and sauerkraut, ready to dive in. And as he's about to take his bite, some friendly guy sits next to him and they start up a conversation. They realize they went to the same school. And as Charlie realizes this guy's not leaving anytime soon, he begins to eat for the last time this delicacy. And the man turns to him and says, so you like Superdog? And Charlie said, do I like it? I love it. Can't you tell from the way I'm relishing this? But I'll tell you the truth, today's going to be my last Superdog ever. And the man's confused. He says, why? So Charlie doesn't feel comfortable telling the man that he just made this commitment to keep kosher. He immediately has to come up with something else. And he says, you know what? It's financially difficult for me. We're slashing the budget. And the first thing to go is eating out. So we are not eating out at all. This will be my last Superdog for a long time. And the man sitting across from him, who now says his name is Scott, looks at him with compassion. And he says, you know, it breaks my heart. It would hurt me so much to hear that someone would stop eating here because of financial consideration. I'm going to let you in on a secret. Superdog is family owned, and I am one of the owners of Superdog. This is what I'm going to do for you. And he takes out a wallet. He removes a card and he hands it to Charlie that says, this card entitles the bearer to a free daily supply of Superdog. Every day he would be able to go in and get it free, like Willy Wonka's golden ticket. Free Superdogs forever. Charlie doesn't want to dig himself into a further ditch. He thanks Scott for his kindness. And you better bet it, later that day he runs back to his rabbi and he says, what is God doing to me? I make the commitment to keep kosher. And now this, the rabbi, a wise rabbi, says, you just think you encountered a mountain that you can't climb. The truth is, if you walk around the side of the mountain, you will find an elevator waiting to take you to the top, enabling you to reach higher than you thought possible. This isn't God playing with you. This is God showing you how much he loves you, how much he knows your potential. He's proving to you that your commitment is stronger than you ever realized, even if it was free. You have the ability to walk away from it. And Charlie did. He did stick to that commitment. And indeed, it followed. One mitzvah led to another mitzvah. And even until today, if you go to his dining room, you will see a picture frame hanging on the wall with that little card certificate that says a free lifetime supply of Superdog. Friends, as mentioned earlier in the week, this parsha is called Shemini Eighth, because in Judaism, eighth is miracles. Eighth is the supernatural, and the parsha recounts the events that happened on the eighth day when a fire from above descended on the Mishkan. But the eighth only happens when we do our part, when we are fully committed, and we give all of our seven emotional attributes to another, to God, to a mitzvah. Then we say we've done our part, and Hashem will then bring the Shabbos.
Sifatai tiftach ufi נגיד תהי נתך.